8, the slave mark. Hiccup was right. The ship was carrying slaves. Hiccup asked Red Ronald about it the next morning, and Ronald said there were 119 slaves being kept in the hold, all of them northern wanderers. Wanderers were very fierce and wild, and they detested Vikings. It made Hiccup shiver to hear the noise of their cursing floating up out of a heavily barred hatch in the centre of the back deck all day and all night. 2 days passed. Each morning Hiccup would read the ticking thing for Norbert in his cabin, and then the three young heroes spent the rest of the time dreaming of escape as the ship chugged steadily north and the weather grew colder and colder. There is no more exciting place for a lively young dragon than a ship in full sail. The two little dragons were now having a lovely time, flying through the rigging, getting tangled up in ropes, sliding down the sails, trying to nick things from the cooking cabin without getting caught by the cook, dashing after mice in the hold, chewing the arms off Norbert's shirts and the bottoms out of his shoes, and in the Stormfly's case, flirting with the hunting dragons who were lined up, very dignified, on the masthead. But both dragons avoided the slave hatch. Every time Toothless passed it, his hackles rose and he hissed with fear and alarm. The three young heroes had had time to think, and so they were now quite optimistic about their chances of escaping. It was just a question of agreeing on a plan. "Okay," said Kamikaze, breezily. "I've thought of several ways to escape. I might dress up as a hysteric and trick one of those idiot guards into launching one of those little landing boats by saying we'd hit an iceberg."
"That hysteric guard isn't going to think you're another hysteric," scoffed Fishlegs. "However stupid they are, they're not actually blind. You're only 4 foot tall, Kamikaze. You're blonde, you're female, you have no facial hair."
"Aha," said Kamikaze, laying a finger against her nose and looking very cunning. "But if I wear a very long coat and stand on your shoulders, and I'll stick one of Norbert's bearskin knee pads on my chin as a beard."
"There's no way in a million years that that is going to work," argued Fishlegs.
"Okay, so what's your idea then, Mr. Cleverclogs?" said Kamikaze crossly. "I'm telling you, I've escaped from more ugly thug dungeons and murderous cage mages than you've adult dinners."
Meanwhile, in the background, Norbert was watching the crew feeding the wanderer slaves by opening up the slave hatch and throwing food down below.
"Not too much of that bread," Norbert roared greedily. "They're refusing to row, and slaves that are on strike should not be fed."